Hello and welcome to my Stuttgart podcast. Today I want to talk about our trip to Tübingen. We went there on Saturday and I really enjoyed it. It was a really cool trip. We didn't get much sleep that night because, like the night before, because there was a space night. But yeah, still, Anna and her friend from Hungary, they were quite tired, but still, it was quite fun. So, Tübingen. It's a really nice city. It's rather small, for Germany. It's rather small. There are 80,000 people living there, 25,000 students. So it's a very young city. It's a very dynamic city. Yeah, it's quite typical for southern Germany. Like there are many so-called Fachwerkhäuser. Yeah, a really cool atmosphere. I really enjoy that. The cool thing about Tübingen is that there are, not that many tourists. Compared, for instance, to Heidelberg, and it's a quiet city. We explored Tübingen Castle, of course, Stadtmitte, like the town center with all the Fachwerkhäuser. And the funny thing about the castle was that I saw some little animals there, which I will also have in the slideshow. You can explore them, of course, later. After we had lunch. We had lunch at a very, very good dinner store. It was really, really good. I think one of the best kebabs I ever had. After the lunch, we had a nice coffee. Some of has had some ice cream as well. And yeah, it was really cool. So we had a personal guide through Tübingen. It was Michaela from the HDM. She's the German teacher of all the Erasmus students here. Or at least of some of the Erasmus students here. And the thing is that she the thing is that she studied in Tübingen for I think 5 years, and therefore she knows the city quite well. Michaela is a very nice person. I really liked her. Actually, I met her for the first time when we went to Tübingen, but she was really, really friendly. She told us a lot about the history of Tübingen. The cool thing about her is also that she speaks so many languages. She speaks German, English, Spanish. She was born in Romania, therefore she speaks that language as well, and even some French. So it's really cool, to talk to her. And yeah, she told us a lot of interesting stuff about Tübingen. For instance, that fraternities in German they are called Burschenschaften. They have, a lot of influence. A lot of students are a member of a fraternity there. Mostly they come from really rich families, and they have a lot of, they're linked to each other. There was this house you can also see in my slideshow, which is, it's really, really big, but still there are only four people living in it. So you can imagine that these people really have money. Yeah, it's actually quite weird, but still, it's a matter of fact, unfortunately. So, yeah, that was Tübingen. I really enjoyed it. Absolutely a great city to explore. Yeah, when we went there by train, we bought the so-called Baden-Württemberg ticket, which is a really nice offer from Deutsche Bahn. You can, travel by all trains that run through Baden-Württemberg for one day, and it costs, I think it's around 29 euros, so it's not that bad. And you divide these 29 euros through five, because there are five persons per ticket. Yeah, when we went home by train, it was really cool because Diego, my friend from Ecuador, he wanted to learn the German U, and therefore we were practicing this letter for, I don't know, several minutes. It was really, really funny. So yeah, we had a really nice trip, and I definitely recommend Tübingen to visit. So, see you soon, and bye bye.